Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all chips in the BC. It is Saturday, the 24th of June, Anno Domini 2017, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes, don't get the blues. Here comes the news. As you may have heard Rob say at the top of the show, we are having a mini pledge drive this week, a 10-day drive. We are $10,000 short of meeting our financial obligations. And so reluctantly, we come to you in order to hopefully meet those financial obligations with your assistance. Again, we've said this before, but we are very, very, very grateful to the folks at Jazz 90.1, in particular Rob Linton, for bringing us on board and giving Soundbites a home. And here's your chance. Here's your chance to show that appreciation by making sure that we have the funds we need in order to keep this place running. It isn't everywhere that you get homegrown, handpicked, locally sourced, artisan, home-built radio. And that's got to be worth a little bit of something. So pick up the phone and make a pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. I have nothing but faith in you people, and I know that you can do this, and I hope you will do this to help us meet our goal and keep everything running smoothly as it always has. So thank you in advance. And in the meantime, I'll read the news. Microsoft has admitted that it does temporarily disable antivirus software on Windows PCs following a competition complaint to the European Commission by a security company. In early June, Kaspersky Lab filed a complaint against Microsoft. The security company claims the software giant is abusing its market dominance by steering users to its own antivirus software. Microsoft says it implemented defenses to keep Windows 10 users secure. In an extensive blog post that does not directly address Kaspersky or its claims, Microsoft said it bundles the Windows Defender antivirus with Windows 10 to ensure that every single device is protected from viruses and malware. We built Windows Defender antivirus to make a promise to our customers that every Windows 10 device always had protection from viruses and malware. Our test results are among the top of security industry leaders, including recent real-world tests where Windows Defender antivirus scored over 99% detection rates, writes Rob Lefferts, a partner director of the Windows and Devices Group in Enterprise and Security at Microsoft. We also know that Windows customers value choice, and that is why we actively engage with and support a community of over 80 independent software vendors through the Microsoft Virus Initiative, or MVI, program. This engineering program enables us to share key technical details of Microsoft technologies with our AV, or antivirus, partners to collaborate on future directions and problem solve on existing security challenges to protect our shared customers from malicious software. To combat the 300,000 new malware samples being created and spread every day, let me repeat that phrase again. To combat the 300,000 new malware samples being created and spread every day, Microsoft says it works together with external antivirus partners. The technology giant estimates that about 95% of Windows PCs were using antivirus software that was already compatible with the latest Windows 10 Creators Update. For the applications that were not compatible, Microsoft built a feature that lets users update their PCs and then reinstall a new version of the antivirus software. To do this, we first temporarily disabled some parts of the AV software when the update began. We did this work in partnership with the AV partner to specify which versions of their software are compatible and where to direct customers after updating. So our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that is Bites with a Y, Francis would like to remind us to remind you, is Microsoft disables AV software. And the choices are Microsoft knows best, only during updates, what? And micro what now? So far we've got 31 votes and what is leading, followed by micro what now? Four people think Microsoft knows best and one person says it's only during updates, so who cares? We know you'll have more to say if you scroll down on the right under fascinating stuff. The first choice there is the forums. And if you click on that, it brings up the list of forums. The second forum down is the poll discussion. Right now, at least the very first item under the poll discussion is 24 June 17. Microsoft disables AV software. And we know you'll have stuff to say about that. Oh, also, I have, I think, finally fixed the software for the forums. So if you go into your profile, you should be able to upload your own picture instead of having to pick one of the pictures that are there. I think. So somebody please give it a try. Give it a try and let me know. Also, you can call us with a question. And, of course, with your pledge at 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. You know, it's not a big deal at this juncture because it really is only happening during updates, and we've seen a lot of complaints that people can't update because their antivirus turns out their antivirus software is blocking it. So this in itself is not necessarily a bad thing, but it does point up the fact that at any time, Microsoft can go in and disable any of your software they want to, which annoys, at the very least, some people.
And most installers tell you to turn off your antivirus during the install.
But they don't go and do it for you.
They don't go and do it for you. It's very difficult to differentiate between a legitimate program installing and a illegitimate program installing because they're both installing.
Right.
So it's very hard for the AV software to know if this is a real program you wanted to install or a fake program you accidentally installed yourself or someone else is trying to install.
Right.
And that's the other problem. You can install fake software accidentally, and you can install real software on purpose.
And the worst part is this mechanism apparently exists inside Windows to disable programs. So you think the bad guys aren't after it right now?
Yeah.
All right, to the phones. Our first caller is Carl from Pottstown, PA. Hiya, Carl. What's up?
How you doing today?
Peachy, how are you?
Okay. I have a question about a piece of recording software that you recommended called Bold Beast Recorder.
Yeah.
Yes, I run it on my cell phone. I have a few phone calls recorded, and I need to transfer those files to my PC so I could use them as an email attachment and send them to somebody else. How do I do that?
They're saved. I don't have any saved at the moment, but they're saved in... Oh, Steve texted me. Look at that.
Yeah. I'm stuck in traffic. I might be late.
Yeah. Good to know. Thanks. My phone automatically turns off. I have a program that automatically puts my phone on silent when I get here. Where are we? My files. There's a place called, Bold Beast. There's a folder called Bold Beast, and the files are called something something dot rec or dot cfr, and they can be moved over. But you also get MP4s. So you should just be able to move those files using whatever you normally use to move files from one machine to another. You can do that with the Bold Beast recordings, the MP4s, anyway.
Can you save them to your like Google Drive and then on your computer?
Yeah, any way you want to do it, absolutely.
Okay, so I have a USB cable connected between the cell phone and the computer, so I should be able to follow your instructions and bring up that.
Whatever you use as a file manager, you go find the Bold Beast folder, and inside the Bold Beast folder will be the MP4s of your recordings.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll give that a try.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Carl.
Bye-bye.
Are those recordings in a subfolder themselves? Are they under, like, audio files, or...?
No, they're under, they're strictly under
application specific folder.
Where you're going from.
They're under device storage Bold Beast.
All right, so it should be under your local storage files.
Yeah.
Bold Beast. It's a Bold Beast.
It's a Bold Beast.
We don't know why it's bold.
Yeah, I use a program that will automatically, so I don't have to remember because God knows. I can't remember anything anymore. It's called Mute by Location. And you download it, and when you get where you want to mute your phone, you go there and you say, I want to mute my phone when I'm here. And you set a distance. And so when you get within 300 feet of that or 800 feet of whatever, I've got every movie theater and live theater in town there, plus this place.
That's one thing I like about the Google phone here. I was able to set up, because every Saturday being here, I have it automatically on Saturdays from 12 to 2. It silences my phone without me thinking about it.
Right.
And I just come in, and I don't have to sit there and worry about setting it. And it's got the other feature in the pull-down menu. If I want to quick silence the phone, if I'm in a class or doing whatever, boom, you just hit one button, and you can silence it until you turn it back on.
Right, right.
So,
and I do like that, but I like the location feature.
Yeah, that's another
mute by location, because then I don't have to, you know, I just, once I've set it.
Yeah, you're good.
Every time I go there, I'm good.
Yep. I thought 11:30 would be soon enough to text you before you get to the show, but
you know,
as long as you're in the building, I guess.
I bought the donuts this week, so I was here a little early. Yeah. I've got it set for a fairly large distance. All right, our next caller is Tom from Penfield, New York. Hiya, Tom. What's up?
How are you doing today?
Peachy, how are you?
Well, pretty good. I just want to call in and say I've been enjoying my Jazz 90.1 membership card.
That's what I'd like to hear.
Restaurants close to home I didn't even know existed. So it's been very nice, and my wife enjoys it, too.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. Love to hear that. Thanks.
Yeah. So I haven't called for, I don't know, over a year, I guess, and I had kind of a life-changing experience back in May of 2016.
What happened?
And, well, I bought a Toshiba 2 2015 Chromebook, and I have no trouble anymore with anything.
And you haven't what?
No trouble. Everything's been working great.
Perfect.
So I'm just a happy Chromebook owner, and I've been really enjoying the experience of having a Chromebook.
They're amazing things, aren't they?
Yeah, it was inexpensive, and everything runs great. I had a HP laptop with Ubuntu on it, a 2010. And then I got a Chrome account a couple years before, and I was putting all my files up on, you know, Google Drive and everything. So I was ready. When I got my new Chromebook, I was pretty much set with having stuff up already. And it's really been working great. So I'm just a happy camper with that. It's been really good.
Perfect. Glad to hear it. Thanks, Tom.
So I figure maybe I'll call back in maybe 6 months or so and tell you how happy I am again with my Chromebook. And I'll probably be about 10 pounds heavier then, you know. But.
Yeah, welcome to that club. Exactly. Thanks, Tom.
Okay, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we're kind of in that bad profession where people only call us when they have problems.
Right. That's why I love to hear this kind of thing from Tom. Yeah. And Tom did mention the membership card. If you become a member at the $90.10 level or above, you get the member card, which gives you money off on lots and lots of places around town. And in fact, you'll make back that $90 in no time at all. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes. with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Meenick, Francesco, and you. It's 19 minutes after the hour at Soundbites. It's member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Soundbites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. You did not hear Steve because he is taking a pledge, and we'll be talking about those in just a couple of minutes. People have been generous about calling in. We're about $10,000 short of our goal this year. It happens once in a while, and it happened this year, so we're coming to you to ask you to help us make up that deficit so that we can stay on the air and keep everything running exactly as it is now without any changes. We know how much we all hate change.
And how much that's for sure. You know, as we, you know, we, and you folks hear it all the time when we, you know, get into these pledge drives. You know, it's, it is what it is, and we need this to keep the station going. You know, I mean, the bottom line is we fell short of meeting our goal and doing that. And I know it's into the summer season, and, you know, the Jazz Fest is going on. So I encourage you folks. That's one thing I've always heard folks say, you know, up at the Jazz Fest when I've been up there. Oh, I enjoy your show. You know, if everybody going up there would just contribute $1. You know, there's over 186,000 people that go to the Jazz Fest and stop by and show up there. It would be so great if, you know, you stop by there, say hello at the tent, and drop some money in there, too. Yep. You know, it's keeping these quality programs. And, like, right now, Rob was giving away a pass, you know, and tickets and that to various shows. And he'll be doing that, I'm sure, throughout the week. But you know what? That stuff can't happen, or it won't happen, if we don't meet our goal and stay on the air.
That's exactly right. And we need you to do that, and it's real easy to do. It's a fairly simple process. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Steve will be more than delighted to I don't know if he'll do it anyway. Whether he's delighted or not is a separate issue. But
yeah, we don't get into those minor details.
Right. He will be happy to do that. And we do have a couple of people to thank. We'd like to thank. I don't know who we're thinking. We're thinking Don. I'd like to thank Don. Thank you very much, Don. We appreciate your pledge. We'd also like to thank Lynn. Lynn, thank you so much. For your pledge, we're very, very pleased, very generous, both of you. Thank you so much. We need your help. We need your support. And the only way you can do that, and the way you have to do that, is to make sure that we get, I don't know who gets these. I'll just leave here. Okay, you take them. We need your help. So thank you very much. It is only $10,000. And it is only you who can get us there. So please give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And when you'd like to pledge, start the call by saying, "I'd like to pledge," because it's easier for Dave. He doesn't have to think.
Yeah, it's a lot easier. I got a lot going on here. And it just makes life simpler because otherwise, as folks know, and I'll just, you know, repeat this again because I know some folks. Two things. One, when, you know, I answer the phone, folks will all hear, anybody that's listening right now, I always sit there and say, "Soundbites, please hold if we got somebody on." It's not to be rude to you folks. It's not anything else. We got a lot going on, and I don't need to hear your question before it goes on the air. And then the other thing that I can't stress enough. I'm in here in a studio. Like right now, Steve Ray's trying to talk low, so you know it doesn't go out over the air and everything else. When you folks call in, usually Steve and Nick are continuing talking. And I'm maybe, 3 feet away?
Yeah.
And I have to talk softly. But that doesn't mean you folks have to. You can speak up, because I get folks. And I'll go, "Soundbites, your name?" And then they go, they start whispering to it. It's like, no, 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 no. Get your voice up so I can hear it. I wear a hearing aid. I need help here, folks. So step it up a little, please.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, like we said, please, please give us a call and help us out. We'd like to hit that $10,000 mark and keep this station on the air without any changes, without any loss of any of our programming. And the only way we can do that is with your help. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And I would like to thank Carl for his donation. Thank you so much, Carl. We very much appreciate it. You know, we've had lots of great callers over the years, and some of them have become great supporters, and we appreciate each and every one of you, and we're we're delighted to have you as members of the family.
And they enjoy the content and what we offer. I mean, we've been doing this coming up on 28 years.
Don't remind me.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, been a long time, folks, and we've been here for you. Monday, you know, throughout the week, you know, you hear other great programs. This is the only talk show on a completely music radio station.
Right.
So you got to give Rob the credit where credit's due, that he was pioneer enough to do such a bold move and offer this type of entertainment that you folks find interesting and learn something. I mean, we've had countless folks over the years here call in and say, thank you very much. What you guys offered or helped us through, solve the problem, or, you know, we'll do also right here live on the air. You know, we're not the type of show that sits there and takes your question and say, all right, yeah, call back next week and you'll hear your answer because we got to look it up. Usually we're doing it right here on the fly, folks.
That's right.
You know, it's just a lot of knowledge between the three of us and the computer field that we've been in so long.
Yep.
We've seen it all. I mean, we've seen a lot of changes. We all come back from the old days of punch cards and everything else and loading programs on tape, which a lot of you folks, some of you folks out there as our listeners, don't even remember. So, you know, but there are some that's still out there, and they also appreciate the show, and they pick up a phone and give us a call. I mean, they love it, and we need you folks, too. It's just that simple.
I was, and I know this is a shock, so everybody sit down. I was cleaning the other day, and I found a box of I know. I told you it was going to be a shock and you should sit down, but no, you didn't listen. I know your knees just gave out. And I found a box of tapes for my Jupiter Ace, which was the old Sinclair, the little thing with the chiclet keyboard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Except instead of basic, it programmed in fourth.
Oh, cool.
I had a Jupiter Ace, and I found a bunch of tapes for it. And I know somewhere in that pile there's a Jupiter Ace, so I have to dig it or find an emulator online. That would be okay, too.
Yeah, there you go.
But, yeah, so it's pretty cool to find some of that old stuff. But let's talk about some new stuff. We have a caller on the line, don't we? I think we've got Don from Greece on the line. Don, are you there? Don? Nope, we don't have Don from Greece on the line. Sorry, Don.
No, we only had somebody that took the time and called in and pledged.
And that's a good thing. I thought we had Don from Greece on the line. I apologize.
No, we already did him.
Okay, then we're good. I don't remember what he talked about.
Serious.
Okay, it is. Think, it is. Craft.
I think that was a pledge, not a.
Well, the other thing, though, I want to remind folks, you know, unless you're living under a rock, to remind you, the Jazz Fest started last night.
Yep.
And it's going all next week on until July 1st. And we have a tent up there on Gibbs Street. And we'd love you folks, you know, to stop by. A lot of the DJs are going to be there most evenings. You know, you can go up there and see various DJs up there. And sometimes folks like to put, you know, a face to a name because they hear the name. And I've, you know, I'm sure you guys have had the same thing. You know, I know that voice.
Right.
And it's like, huh? And they come around. Well, when I was at Home Depot, I'd be working in one aisle and all of a sudden people come around. I heard that voice. Aren't you Dave Enright? Yeah. Why? What did I do wrong? No, listen, you know, that's the way it goes, because folks don't know us really by our face. They know us by our voice.
People stop me all the time. Are you Nick Francesco? And I say, are you a process server?
But,
I already had enough restraining orders against me. But yeah, we're honored and delighted. And let me remind you, if you pledge at the $90.10 level or above, get it, 90.1. Get it?
No.
Probably not, no. If you pledge the $90.10 level or above, we have the membership card, which is available. What that does is gives you serious discounts at many, 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 many places, lots of places to eat, other sorts of venues. It's kind of an amazing thing. If you eat out at any level, you will find that you're making back that $90 pretty quick.
And the other thing that you got to do, not only the list that's there, because there are some
right.
blank spots if you notice down the card, if you total up all the things there and then on the card, there's usually more spots. That's because Rob is constantly looking out and trying to add to that website.
Right.
And what we offer. So even though you may get a booklet that says, oh, it's good here, you got to go to that website and check it out. Now, here's the other benefit. Because you have one of those cards, say I'm heading off this, September to go somewhere else to my summer home, or winter home, I should say. You can call them up and get a card for down in that area.
Yep.
So it's still good. So even though, well,
there's a number on the member card that you call, not
yep.
us.
And they will turn around and send you out a card that you can then use down there.
Right. So it's good everywhere. So,
yeah.
You know, when I went to Arizona for my daughter's graduation,
mm-hmm.
I got a card for there.
Yeah.
We went out a lot the couple of weeks we were there. And
yeah.
It cost me a lot less than it would have because I had the member card for Arizona, for mm-hmm. Specifically the Tucson area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's good in all of Arizona, but I specifically got one for the Tucson area.
Yeah, you probably got it after the area because a certain restaurant.
That's what I did. Yeah.
Yep.
Right. So we did. It was great. And it's a benefit to me. You know, I paid my membership here like everybody else, and I more than made that money back.
Yeah.
With that card. I'll tell you right now, I'm way ahead of the deal now.
Yeah.
At this point.
And that's the thing, you know, so folks, I'm not here all whole year. Well, you don't have to be.
Right.
You know, you can go down there. And there's other great gifts that they're still giving away, too.
I don't know that. But I do know
that the member card is useful in other cities as well. There is a link on the website. There we are. If you scroll down on the jazz90.1.org, 901.org website, and there's a link to the member card. And it will show you where the member card is used. It will show you a lot of the restaurants and hotels and companies that are part of the member card. And also other places around the country where the card is also applicable.
Yep. Applicable.
We can use the card.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Here's a short rundown. You know, we do have it at the $90 level. There's a $90, $150, $365, and $500, and even more if you want to.
$1,000 level?
Yeah. There's we've got baseball caps, tote bags, DVDs or CDs. They got four packs, and it depends on the level that you're going to do. But we've got a lot of great choices that you can make when you donate at the $90 and above level.
Oh shoot! And shoot, who was it that pledged? Who's our earlier pledges? Somebody that pledged, I forgot to take their gift.
Oh, okay.
Lynn. Lynn, call back if you want one of the gifts you're eligible for.
Right.
That you'll get the member card automatically, but there are thank you gifts that you can get, too.
Thank you gifts. Yeah, and you know, even if Soundbites is the only show you listen to on this station, if that's true, you're missing out on the best jazz in North America. But even if we are the only show you listen to on this station, there are two really good reasons to listen, and one fair reason. The really good reasons are me and Steve, and the fair reason is Dave. But the other reasons... See? He does listen. The other reasons to listen are you get great even if you only listen to this show, it means that once a week you get some, we hope, great advice. We certainly have a lot of fun. And we come together as a family, as a community, to enjoy a couple hours together. And I don't know what that's worth to you, but if, let's say, you pledge at the $150 level, that's less than $3 a week, $2.88 in point of fact. You can't buy coffee anywhere except the public market for that kind of money. Flower City Coffee Company.
Mm-hmm.
And even at the
$250,
another unsolicited testimonial or plug. Even at the $250 level, that's $4.81 a week. That's less than coffee at one of those overpriced, burning it up places.
Yeah.
And so, you know, are we worth a cup of coffee a week? That's up to you. But if it is, if we are, and I hope we are. Make the call, make the pledge, 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415. Now's a good time to do that, because we're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you, 39 minutes after the hour. Sound bites and the truly great and truly grateful to continue to be member supported. Jazz 90.1, do your part.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And I'm going to read you a news item while you give us a call, because we are in a pledge drive. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Oh, before I read the news, 0415, I interrupted myself. Before I read the news, let me remind you that we also have the Jazz-O-Matic memberships. If you pledge $10 or more a month, you can just set that up and it automatically happens. You don't even have to think about it again. Do it as long as you want. Stop whenever you want. It's a very cool way to support the station and to not have to think about it. $10 a month, really not a lot of money when you get right down to it. Ends up being $120 a year for us, so you do get the membership card and whatever you'd normally get at the $100 level. So if you're interested in Jazz-O-Matic, you can either do that online or give us a call. And remember, for those of you who don't want to talk to a human being, you can pledge online. It's really easy to do. Just go to jazz901.org. Make the pledge. Down on the right, you'll see a link to make a pledge. And you can make or renew your membership. You can be a new member, a returning member. It could be just an extra gift. Those of you who've been kind and generous enough to give us a call during this extra pledge, many of you have been giving us extra gifts, so we appreciate that. And here's your chance to join that crew. And all you have to do is either get online at jazz901.org or give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415. And here's a news item. Google will stop its long-standing practice of scanning the contents of individual Gmail users for advertising purposes. The practice, something Google has done nearly since the launch of its email service, allows the company to digest the contents of email messages and use them to deliver targeted ads within Gmail itself. Users are allowed to opt out, and Google also reserves the practice only for personal Gmail users and not for those of corporate accounts. However, the practice has made it difficult for Google to find and retain corporate clients for its cloud services business, according to Diane Green, who is Google's cloud division head. This is due to general confusion over Google's business tactics and an overall apprehension to trust the company with sensitive data. G Suite's Gmail is already not used as input for ads personalization, and Google has decided to follow suit later this year in our free consumer Gmail service, Green wrote in a blog post. Consumer Gmail content will not be used or scanned for any ads, ads personalization after this change. This decision brings Google Ads in line with how we personalize ads for other Google products. Green's role since her hiring in November 2015 has been to convince more companies to rely on Google's G Suite and to move more data off competitors' services and onto Google's cloud. This has been a bit of an uphill battle for Google, as both Microsoft and Amazon have emerged as two of the market leaders in providing cloud services, with Amazon primarily providing hosting and Microsoft providing corporate productivity services. Now Google hopes it can bring more customers on board by convincing them that its practices won't jeopardize corporate privacy. The move to end targeted advertising in Gmail doesn't mean users won't still see ads. Google can still parse search histories, YouTube browsing, and other Chrome activity as long as you're signed into your Gmail account. But for those of you who might be, who might have been wary of Google's ad targeting practices in the past, this may put those worries to rest. The company certainly hopes it will do so for the worries of potential corporate clients. So do you use Gmail? What do you think of the ads? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415.
Now notice how it doesn't say they're going to stop reading your email.
Now.
They're going to stop reading your email to make targeted ads.
Now.
He's got a point.
Well, there, you know, the government has mandated for many of these companies that they should scan looking for things like bomb and president and things like that, kill, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, those scans, I'm sure, will continue to go on.
And just at a more fundamental nature, scanning for viruses before it passes it on too.
Right, Google does that as well. They do scan for any sort of malicious stuff that's in your email. They scan it for spam, and generally shunt that off. And they do a very good job of that. I really see very little spam nowadays.
Mm-hmm. We did find with a customer this week sort of an overzealous issue in Google spam filter. She worked for a volunteer organization. They had like 30 people on their volunteer list that she would send emails to, and they started bouncing back to her. It turns out that if one person marks you as spam, Google will stop accepting mail from you. And so this tech note I found at Google said a lot of people find it much easier just to report spam than to ask the person sending them the message to stop.
Right.
And so you get marked as spam, and then suddenly you can't send out email. And part of me is thinking, well, these are people that volunteered to be on this organization. It's emails about the organization they volunteered to help run. They should be keeping the messages.
Right, but people leave those organizations, and they're still getting their emails. Yeah. And rather than spend 8 seconds saying, please take me off the email list, I'm not part of this anymore,
yeah,
they just mark it as spam because they're idiots.
Yeah. So one of the solutions is to use Google Groups, which allows you to send group messages like that, and then it handles the subscribe unsubscribe options. We've run into that in our company. We also ran into the second, maybe even the first limit with our internet provider. We're only allowed to send 2,000 messages per day from our internet provider, so that doesn't help,
right,
when you're trying to send out a mass mailing. So we've started using MailChimp. We talked about that in the past. Their free service is 2,000 messages, so we made two accounts, and now we can send 4,000 messages.
Right. 2,000 messages a month?
2,000 people on your mailing list.
And I thought it was 12,000. Maybe that's the number of messages.
12,000 messages per month.
There you go.
And one of the things, because of the Can Spam Act, you must have unsubscribe options in your email. And so we, at our company, we used to do all that manually. Someone would send us an unsubscribe request, and we would. By using a mailing service like this, they handle all that for you, and it makes it a lot easier.
Right. There's generally a thing at the bottom that says to unsubscribe, click here.
Right. Yeah. Now, if you get a fake message or spam, never click that unsubscribe link,
right,
because it will just add you to more spam lists. But a real commercial message from a real company, they will observe that list.
And, of course, a lot of the spam and nonsense nowadays is coming through places like Facebook with friend requests from people who aren't real people.
Yeah. Oh, I got a number of them. You know, you sit there and you go, yeah, no, I don't know this young lady. And, she, you know,
And sadly, she cannot afford enough clothing.
Yeah.
She's probably not somebody I actually know.
Yeah.
I actually got caught this morning. I haven't done anything about it yet, but I'll dump her later today. This morning I got up and I was half asleep and I saw a name that I thought I recognized.
And you friended her?
And I friended her. And then immediately I get this thing that says, "Hi, I'm so glad you accepted my friend request. I saw your picture and thought you were a wonderful human being. And I wondered if we could speak." Lady, you didn't think I was a wonderful human being unless you've got some sort of Santa Claus kink. Secondly, I don't know you. I don't need to know you.
Yeah,
I don't want to know you. Maybe 45 years ago, I would have wanted to know you, but not now.
When she wasn't even born.
Well, she was clearly not even born. Not even a gleam in her daddy's eye that point.
Not even a thought.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, any of them that...
I have played before. I have friended people and strung them along and strung them along and strung them along.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care anymore. I'm not playing that game anymore. Mm-hmm. I used to do the same thing with the people who called up. Mm-hmm. You know, you've won this or you do that. I used to play along with them and see how far I could string them. Now I just don't care anymore. I not only don't suffer fools gladly anymore, I don't suffer them at all. I don't even care anymore. So I'll dump her when I get home. It'll be a couple of seconds of pain for her. I'm sure not.
Yeah, with all the other thousands of requests that she probably sent out there.
But it was a very nice picture. I always look. Right, if there's only one picture and no information.
Oh yeah.
Right, but like I said, I was half asleep. I hadn't even had my coffee yet, and I thought I recognized the name. And it was, she said she was from Rochester, and the pictures were very normal pictures, and there were half a dozen of them. I thought, okay.
Yeah, and she doesn't have any other mutual friends.
Right, and it wasn't one of those, you know. Whatever.
And that's what I usually look for. You know, it's the mutual friends. And that type of stuff. And like you say, right. No information, everything else. Yeah, no. Delete that request.
Right. So I'll dump her when I get home. And I'm sorry.
Let her down gently.
Yeah. Yeah. And my suspicion, of course, is that English is not her first language. The message she sent
Seriously?
Me.
Seriously? I'm shocked.
I'm fairly convinced of that. So she's unlikely to be a listener to the show. So.
Maybe she's learning English.
Maybe she's what?
Learning English.
She might be.
By our show.
And that's why she wants to talk to me. You seem like exactly the sort of person who could teach me English.
Yep.
That's right, little girl. Okay.
There's a South Park episode where one of the kids has zero friends, and they all laugh at him because he has zero friends. And so one of the other kids felt sorry for him and friended him. And then they all laugh at him for friending the kid with zero friends.
Right.
Because it's South Park and that's the way the kids are.
Right. All right, we want to thank Alan for his generous donation. Thank you so much, Alan, and welcome. Welcome to the Soundbites family. We're very appreciative and honored for each of the people who has been kind enough to become a member or renew their membership or just throw in an extra few bucks to the kitty to help keep this station on the air. Yes, we are in a mini pledge drive. We're $10,000 short of our goal, and this we have rarely had to do this in the past, but we do need to come to you in the hopes that we can make up that shortfall, and that would allow us to keep everything on the air the way it is without having to make any changes at all, which change is not only hard for you, it's also hard for us.
And they're also accepting pledges at the tent they have on Jazz Street at the Jazz Fest.
Right, and if you're going to stop down, throw a few bucks in the jar, will you? As Dave keeps saying, if everybody who came to the Jazz Festival gave $1, we wouldn't have to pledge at all. But the reality is that most of the people who go there won't, so the few of you who will, please throw in a $5 bill to take up the slack.
There is one gentleman, though. I got to compliment him, and he knows who he is because he's a faithful listener here at Jazz 90.1. But he'll come by. And he'll sit there and say, "All right, I heard your request. I'm putting in my dollar. Maybe if we can get everybody else to put in their dollar, you won't have to have the fund drive." And every day that he's down there, he comes by there. If I'm there, he says, "Here's my dollar. I'm doing my part." You know, God love him. You know,
that's exactly right.
Folks like that. It is that simple. Because I can say, usually I think the average don't quote me on this, but I think it's like 180,000 to 200,000 folks
yeah.
in different years can come to the Jazz Fest. Of course, depending upon weather. But, I mean, if you folks want to go down and have a real good time, I was telling somebody else, you know, it's you hear about all these other festivals going on, and there could be issues and everything else. And for how many, 7, 8 years now that I've been going down to the Jazz Fest, I can honestly say any time that I've been down there, and I'm usually down there quite a bit, all you do is see folks wandering around, going to one jazz group to the other, and having a good time. It's all about just experiencing music, kicking back, relaxing, and enjoying.
And it's all different types of jazz music, yeah. and some blues and rock thrown
yeah,
in.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, folks. Just because it says a jazz fest, it's the other thing that yeah. folks say, oh, I don't like jazz. Well, then you know what? You're missing out. Because we've had groups like Booker T and the MGs, I mean, Steve Martin. I mean, there's been a lot of great groups. There's reggae and so many other calypso groups and everything else that come to this now.
There's hundreds of bands coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in every musical genre.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and we know that not everybody has the same musical taste. Well, take a look at this station. Given the number of shows here, you can listen to everything from Broadway tunes to new music, and all of it is available here 24/7. Again, it's local DJs spinning local tunes for local people, and for the hundreds upon hundreds of you who download the podcast every week, if each of you joined at the minimum $35 level, we'd be done. This drive would be over. We're going to take a slightly longer break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 59 minutes after the hour. You've got plenty of time to call in, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And we'll be back with a whole lot more of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. We are Soundbites on the truly great and truly grateful that you have seen fit to support us. Jazz 90.1. See you in a few minutes.
It's America's longest running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
This is 90.1 WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District and official media partner of this year's Xerox Rochester International Jazz Festival. Jazz 90.1.
On Facebook at Jazz 901 FM.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And 4 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And for those of you who are just tuning in, because I know a number of you listen only to the second hour, apparently you have to steel yourselves to turn on the radio for it. We are in the middle of a mini pledge drive, and so we are asking for your help. We are about $10,000 short of our goal. And we need you to help make up that goal so that there are no changes around here. That would be best for all of us, I think. So if you would be so kind as to dig deep into your hearts and a little ways into your wallets and give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Operator is standing by. You'll be talking to Steve Ray, hearing the mellifluous tones of Mr. Stephen Ray. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. There are a number of membership levels, starting at the $35 level, going all the way up to $1,000 level. But you can pledge anywhere below or above that that you please. If you do pledge at $90.10 or above, which is only a couple of bucks a week, you will get the Jazz 90.1 membership card, which gives you magnificent bargains at lots of places around the area, including restaurants and places like that. And in addition, of course, you can become a Jazz-O-Matic member for a pledge of $10 or more per month. We can then automatically take it out of your checking account or whatever, and that will ease the burden on you, increase the amount we get, and you don't even have to think about it every month. It's magically it happens magically until you tell it to stop. So you can, but you know, you can do it for as long as you need to, or if you need to stop. We know people's circumstances change, you can easily stop. So again, if you pledge at that $90.10 level or above, you get the membership card. Some of the higher levels include other types of gifts. So you can get all of that just by making a call and making the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. It only takes a couple of minutes of your time, one way or the other. And for that, you get a year of feeling smug. Every time we come to you and pledge, you can sit back and think, I'm already a member.
Yeah, I'm cool.
They're talking awesome. To the other people. Mm-hmm. So yeah. You can do that. It shouldn't take you but a couple of minutes, and it should be fine. Unless you're a very slow talker or a very slow typist, it won't take you more than a couple of minutes. Here's an interesting one. Microsoft sparked a curious squabble over malware discovery infection rates. At the start of the month, security firm Checkpoint reported on a browser hijacker and malware downloader called Fireball. Checkpoint claimed it had recently discovered the Chinese malware and that it had infected some 250 million systems. On Friday, Microsoft said no. Computer says no. Redmond claimed that actually, far from being a recent discovery, it had been tracking Fireball since 2015, and that the number of infected systems was far lower, though still substantial, at perhaps 40 million. The two companies do agree on some details. They said that Fireball hijacker downloader is spread through being bundled with programs that users are installing deliberately. Microsoft further adds that these installations are often media and apps of dubious origin, such as pirated software and key gens. We say this all the time. Half the time when you download pirated software or pirated music or pirated videos, you're getting a ride-along, shall we say. Microsoft Checkpoint says that the software was developed by a Chinese digital marketing firm called Rafotech and fingers similar installation vectors. It piggybacks on legitimate Rafotech software and also maybe spread through spam, other malware, and other non-Rafotech freeware. Both companies similarly agree on what the software then does. Directly, it hijacks your browser so that it uses a fake search engine, which is run, according to Checkpoint, by Rafotech, and a different homepage. But beyond that, it can also be used to download all kinds of other software, with Checkpoint saying it uses typical malware anti-detection and command and control techniques to tell Fireball what to download and when. The big discrepancy comes in estimating the number of victims. Checkpoint's estimates are based on the company's global network activity sensors, with circumstantial data traffic rankings from Alexa. Rafotech has a number of fake search pages that automatically break in, that occasionally break into Alexa's top 1,000 sites. Rafotech, isn't Alexa also the name of Google's? Yeah, it is. Of Amazon's thing, yeah. This Alexa happens to be a traffic rating site that's been around for a dozen years. Rafotech also claims that its marketing reach spans 300 million users in the same ballpark as Checkpoint's estimated 250 million infections. Furthermore, the company says that about 20% of the corporate networks are infected. Microsoft, however, is estimating the level of infection from the number of machines it has cleaned Fireball distributed malware from, using both Windows Defender and the malicious software removal tool. The company doesn't offer a number directly comparable to Checkpoint's, but it's around 40 million infections cleaned. Of course, anybody who's using a non-Microsoft antivirus doesn't get counted in that, so it may well be the Checkpoint's number is closer. Microsoft estimates, on the other hand, may be better than Checkpoint's, but quite why it has decided to offer this counterpoint to Checkpoint's not entirely obvious. The number of infections is obviously a point of contention. Both companies are estimating, and it's very unlikely that either company has exactly nailed the figure. Perhaps more telling is that Microsoft's blog a number of times points out that the new Windows 10S wouldn't be vulnerable. Because Windows 10S can only install software through the Windows Store and hence can't run arbitrary software installers with their piggybacking malware, it's immune to Fireball. That's true, and is certainly part of the reason why so many feel that Windows 10S has some value for certain markets. But since it wasn't available for the time frame in question, it feels a little relevant to bring it up, except that Microsoft is first and foremost a marketing company. So have you been hit by Fireball, or do you use Checkpoint Antivirus, or any other Raphatech product? Give us Checkpoint is not Raphatech. Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415.
And this is an interesting example. So soon after WannaCry, someone else is working on malware.
Yeah.
So the bad guys are always working on malware.
It's a game.
I wonder if they wait to release theirs, if another one is already out, or if they just try to release them whenever they're ready.
Well, like we've said right along, way back in the days of the viruses, it's a game of leapfrog. Come out with something, we patch it, and then they try to leap over that and find another way around it. And it's constantly, doing that, playing leapfrog, literally. Because they're never going to give up, especially nowadays. Like I was saying before, viruses are pretty much on the way out. I won't say that they're gone. They're still out there. But where a lot of the writers are doing now is focusing on spyware and malware. They make money by stealing information. Even if they can do a simple thing like getting in there and stealing your email list.
Yeah, even if you don't have any money yourself to steal, we hear that from people all the time. Oh, I don't have anything they would want. You have a computer. You have an email address. Yep. They want that.
Yeah, and an email list.
Yeah.
So they can grab that and then turn around and sell that list. Because probably, you're just one person. If they're getting a few million people and getting all those names and then passing it off, so it looks like when you get this email, oh, I'm getting it from my friend George. Yeah, I know George. And you click on it and open, and then bam, you're infected. Or you're
also
getting this.
And this is the worst one. You have a credit rating. And even if that credit rating is not good, there's always someone who's willing to loan you money. And so they borrow money on your name, they get the money, you get the payments. Mm-hmm. It does not matter how good or bad your credit is, you're on the hook for that money. You can fight it, but you better have an awfully good lawyer. those are things you need to protect yourself from, and you need to do it every day. We'd like to thank George for his generous donation. Thank you, George. He is. Can I read this? Is that what this is about?
Yeah, he said his pledge is in honor of his nephew James, who works at Intel in Arizona, and listens to us every week from Arizona.
Knows
a little bit about computers himself, since he works at Intel.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, he might know something about them. Yeah. But on the other hand, now James, not that smart. He lives in Arizona. James, it's too hot for airplanes.
Watch out.
Just had an article
in Arizona.
Yeah.
Remember who's over in the other room.
I know. Your wife is from Arizona. My daughter and my sister-in-law live in Arizona. It's too hot for airplanes to fly in Arizona. That's how hot it is in Arizona. Why, in the name of all that is sane, would you live there? I'm just saying. And now seriously,
it's a dry
heat. Oh, it's a lovely place. It's a dry heat. Here's the deal. You know this, and you'll admit it. Arizonans don't live in the heat. They live in the air conditioning, and they run from one air conditioning to the next air conditioning, No Arizonan on the face of the earth goes out in 118-degree weather and goes, oh, I think I'll lay on the beach today. Nobody does it. They go, oh, my God, let me get the air conditioning in my car running.
No, we go swim in the pool. That's what we do.
In the pool. My sister-in-law had a pool. There would be times when it was too hot to swim in it. It's more like a hot tub than a pool.
That's true.
You do, you see?
But I don't want to be here during the winter with all the snow either. So, you know, it's...
snow is not something we've had a lot of the last couple of years.
It got, when it was here, it was cold.
Yep.
The power went out, and it was difficult. So, you
know. Yeah, if it gets cold, I can put on more clothes. You can only get so naked. And when it's 118 degrees, you cannot get naked enough. Yep. It just cannot be done.
I'll give you that.
Thank you. So you live from air conditioning to air conditioning, and you can be air conditioned anywhere on earth. It doesn't have to be Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all good, but, you know, and I rag on Arizona because, well, I can.
Just my wife's from there.
And no, because my daughter and my sister-in-law are there, exactly.
Well, you can always pick on her. She loves it.
Thank you. Because I could. Blame him.
Nope. Yeah, you can. Yes, you can. I control the board.
Exactly. But so, at any rate, the idea here is that we want to thank George, and we want to and James. Now it's on you, buddy. If you're listening to the show on the podcast,
yeah,
it's your turn to pledge. Get on that. Get on jazz901.org and make that pledge. It'll only take you a couple of minutes. You work at Intel, for God's sake. Means you're a multi-billionaire at this point.
Or
let's fork over some cash here, buddy.
Yeah, see if they want a, you know, corporate sponsorship.
Exactly right. I mean, why are they not sponsoring us?
I mean, that'd be a great avenue if they, you know, because we are a nonprofit.
That's exactly
you
right.
You know, they could contribute to this show and the other programming that's going on. And be a great sponsor. I'd love to have Intel as a sponsor of this program.
That's right. Intel is inside my computer right at this moment.
As it is in most of them. Remember, all right, I'm going to go way back. And this was a discussion we had a long time ago. And what I'm talking about, folks, was back in the day when you turned on your computer, you'd see all this information flash on there that you've got so much memory and everything else. And we talked to, who was it, AMD or Intel? I forget which.
A guy at Intel, and he was saying that they were having an image problem because nobody knew. When you looked at a computer, you saw Toshiba
right.
or HP, but you didn't see that what you were running was an Intel chip. And what we said was,
put your logo up.
You guys own the computer. The very first thing that happens is the Intel chip is activated. That is the first thing that happens. Throw up a logo on the screen
that says Intel inside.
Right.
The Intel chip, the Phoenix BIOS.
Right.
Nick and I recommended this.
And so it's your fault that our computers are now covered in stickers.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, that's why.
Yes, it is.
Well, that was our other argument, the guy said. Because this was over 20 years ago, folks.
Yep.
This is how far back Nick and I talked to the guy and said, he goes, well, we got the sticker on there. I says, okay. And I says, I peeled the sticker off of this one, put it over there.
Yeah.
What good does the sticker do?
Yep.
Oh, you got a good point. But they never did anything. They kept putting their stupid stickers on it.
Oh, stickers. Everybody puts stickers. This thing still has stickers on it. I've never bothered to get the goo gone and take the stickers off.
It's the Windows product key on the bottom of the laptop that gets scraped off enough so you can't read it when you need to. Yeah. That's really annoying.
Yeah, the one you want left on is the one you can't. Well, listen, when you get a computer, and all of you should do this today, you need to record the serial number of the system itself, the MAC address of your Ethernet card or wireless card, and the Windows, if you're using Windows, the product key.
Now, not the product ID.
Right.
The product key.
Right. And on laptops, quite often, they're now storing them in where the battery is stored.
Right.
Yeah, so they've kind of cut down on some of the stickers by putting it in the battery bay. But yeah, that's the type of stuff you really need to know later on in life.
Right. And so record it now while you've got this fresh new machine in front of you. And we're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you, 19 minutes after the hour. Good time to make the call and make the pledge. We'll be back with a whole lot more sound bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More sound bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And 24 minutes after the hour, we are soundbite. Steve is busy taking a call at the moment. We are in the middle of a pledge drive, and someone has been generous enough to call in and make a donation. You can do the same. You know, it's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. This is pretty important to us because we're a little short of our goal, about $10,000 short. We need you to make the call and make the pledge. We'd like to stand there with no changes of any sort to what we do and who we are. And we can't do that without your help. And your help is a matter of giving us a call. And it's real simple and real easy to do. All you have to do is pick up the phone, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or you can call us, of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And our next caller is Gary from Rochester, New York. What's up, Gary? Thank you very much, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. I listen all the time, and you've been a great help over the years. But what I was calling about is I wanted to listen to your show today on the 90.1 website, and Windows Media Player doesn't work. I missed hearing the show last week, and was there a comment about that, about Microsoft changing Media Player, or do they?
We haven't. Nobody else much has mentioned this. You're trying to play the jazz stream online. Is that what you're doing?
Yes, I wanted to listen to the live stream.
Yeah, I do not know why that would not work. However, you can certainly download. Any one of a dozen other programs.
VLC, probably.
VLC is probably the best one.
Also,
VLC.
Yep, and on the live stream page on the website, there are a couple different links.
Okay.
And if one of them doesn't work, another one might. So one's an M3U stream and one's an MP3 stream.
Okay.
And Windows Media Player may work with the other one and not the first one.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a try.
Right. VLC is at videoland.org.
G as in George.
No, V as in video. Videoland. I don't know what the C stands for. VLC.
Corporation?
Videoland Corporation, probably.
Okay. And that's cool. At where again?
Videoland, videoland.org.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
And we also have the YouTube stream that you can watch in your web browser on our YouTube channel, too.
Okay.
And you can get to that, of course, from our homepage at soundbites.org. On the right, under Our Longevity and Call Us, is our phone numbers in red, and below that, a link to the Listen Live page on Jazz 90.1, and below that is watch us on our very own YouTube channel.
Okay. Very good. Well, it gives me lots of options. I'm just listening on the radio now. But
oh, excellent.
I'll try it later. Thanks so much.
Thanks. And, of course, if you have an Android or iOS phone, an iPhone or an Android phone, you can download the Jazz 90.1 app and listen through that as well. So we try very hard to be able to get to you in any one of 100,000 different ways, and all it is a matter of you doing that. But as you know, all of those things cost money. Nothing's free in this world. And so a couple of times a year, we have to come to you and ask for your help. But our last pledge drive, we fell short by about $10,000. So we would love it if you would give us a call. Make a pledge, and help us to make that
make up that shortfall.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like the regular pledge drive, you know, where we're asking, you know, yeah, we're only halfway there, you know, $50,000 or more. It's just $10,000 to which we didn't get in that last try. It's as simple as that. We were darn close, but, you know, like Rob was saying, to come up in the black, because it costs money to operate this radio station. I mean, this board right here in front of me alone. I mean, I've got, four different computers that I work with here handling different stuff to come over. This equipment costs money. And, you know, folks are just donating it, and just the board alone and everything else.
And one of the, what, one of the CD players is having trouble? One of the record players is having trouble?
Yeah, and to replace all that stuff, it takes money. And we, like we've said before, we don't get any federal funds. Just because we're here at Greece Olympia High School, we don't, you know, we're here, again, courtesy that they give us the space, loan us the space, so we can do this. And, you know, they help sponsor us. But, yeah, we've got to cover the operating cost. You know, they give us the space, but, you know, we got to cover up the rest, folks, you know. And it costs electric and everything else. We got to pay our fair share, too.
Yep. And so we need your help. And I want to thank all the people who over the years have generously donated and have become members of the Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites families. But we need you to step up, and it's easy to do. It takes less than 2 minutes. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. So far, we've had a half a dozen people who were kind enough to step up and take some personal responsibility for what happens on this station and for this show. And it's your turn. It only takes a couple of minutes. It's easy enough to do. And you know you listen to this show. The question is, what is it worth it to, what is it worth to you? If you were to pledge at the $150 level, even if this is the only show you listen to all week long, it would only cost you $2.88 a week. At the $250 level, for Pete's sake, it's $4.81 less than a cup of coffee. Are we worth a cup of coffee a week to you? Call, please, and make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We have, you know, it's, Dave has mentioned this before. We have, none of us can go anywhere where people don't recognize us.
Mm-hmm.
And say how much they love the show. And, you know, if that translated into money, we'd never have to do another pledge drive.
No.
As long as we live. But it's easy to talk, and it's harder to pay, and I get that. So you get to step up. You get to be an adult. You get to take personal responsibility for the things you enjoy. And you get to make the call and make the pledge. And if you do that, we will find that this station is once again in the black, and we can do all of the things that we need to do without making any sorts of serious changes.
Well, that's just like when we came on board, you know, and since we've been here, Rob has added and updated the stream. So you folks that are listening to us live, you know, on your tablet or on your phone or whatever, you're listening, you know, because, again, that costs money. You know, the licenses and that for listeners to listen to us live, that all adds up, folks.
And look, we've got years and years of the Soundbites program stored online for you to download and listen to anytime you want. Hey, guess what? That storage costs money. That's how that works. We would love to have you help us out. So yeah. Make the pledge, make the call. You know, there's very, very, very little jazz radio left in the nation, and in fact, in the world.
I think there's only seven stations left. Yeah, I think there's left. Seven that play jazz.
Right, and again, if you're not a jazz fan, I really don't know why not. You know, it's been proven that jazz listeners are smarter and handsomer or prettier and sexier than other types of music listeners. And so clearly that's all of you. I mean, just look in a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you probably want a pledge and something is holding you back. Break through that barrier, make the call, make the pledge. And you can decide what it's worth to you. But let us never forget that this is homegrown, locally sourced, artisan radio built just for you. You have to figure out what that's worth. If you shop at Whole Foods, believe me, you know what that costs. And so it's your turn to be part of the family, to make the call, to make the pledge, to see to it that this station and this program stay on the air. It's only $10,000. It's only $10,000 shortfall. But you know why we're in a shortfall? Because you, the last time we had a real pledge, you figured somebody else would take up your slack, and apparently they did not. So it's your turn now. Please pick up the phone. Make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And we will be happy to take your pledge online. And as we do that, we are going to talk to Lisa. Lisa from Henrietta. Lisa!
Hi there.
Thank you so much for your pledge. What can we do to make you a happier person?
You're welcome. I have a question about lithium-ion batteries for cell phones and laptops, and what's the right way to, how far you should discharge them before you charge them, and what happens if you leave the charger plugged in too long, that kind of thing. And well, I can take the answer offline if you like.
No, you can hang on and listen, because there's some sort of, I don't know what that was.
Yeah, that's you know, the alert that normally you'd hear on TV.
Oh, they're testing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, testing. That was it.
Oh, that thing. Okay. All right. So, batteries. The latest sets of batteries are lithium ion. And those batteries have... it used to be that batteries only could charge and discharge a limited number of times. That's still true, but the limit is much higher.
And they used to have a memory effect, where if you charge them for 10 minutes and stop, and then charge them for 10 minutes and stop, they'd think they only had 10 minutes total.
Right.
They don't do that anymore.
They don't do that anymore. So you can pretty much just charge them when you want and use them with when you want. They still have, it depends on the battery, but let's say it's 5,000 charges.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you charge it once a day, that means it's going to last for 5,000 days, which is over 10 years. So,
and it counts up partial charges. So you charge it half one day and half the next day. That's only one charge.
Right. Oh,
okay.
Right.
The bigger... I say that one of the bigger questions is how well the battery's made and how well the charging is made. So the higher tier equipment will have a circuit in it. So you plug it in and charge it overnight. When it gets fully charged, it will automatically stop charging. Some of the really cheap batteries and chargers we see will not do that. So they'll keep charging, they'll keep charging, things will get overheated and cause problems. So it's one of the things we run into where something you buy is too cheap. So if you buy, you know, decent name brand stuff, you don't have to worry about overcharging. Take a feel on the charger and the battery. It's normal for them both to get a little bit warm during charging, but you don't want them to get so hot you couldn't handle them.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, then that becomes an issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, sure. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
and
thank you.
There's a new...
Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
There's
Bye-bye.
A new battery technology coming. Lithium... Oh, what is it? It's... So the problem with lithium batteries is little crystals grow either the anode or the cathode, one or the other, and that's what limits the number of charges and how long the battery can last. There's a new type of battery coming with a different capacitance, a fill. What's the I guess it's the capacitance fluid inside the battery. So you may have seen these, you know, YouTube videos or dangers. If you pierce a lithium battery, it can explode and catch fire, you know, very dramatically because the fluid inside the battery can overheat and boil. And so that's why you don't want to overcharge them and you don't want to drop them and damage them. So if you drop a lithium-ion battery, you probably should stop using it. So there's a new one coming with a solid capacitance fluid, which makes it much better and much safer. And it's really cool.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Before we do, I want to thank Ed, Brad and Diana, and Mark for their generous donations. Thank you so much. Back in just a couple of minutes with Soundbites and member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites, and we would very much like to thank Tony for his generous pledge, and, of course, all the other people who've pledged today. We haven't quite hit a dozen people, but you can fix that by making the call and making the pledge. We are in the middle of a pledge drive.
This is our last segment. You have a chance to call us.
That's exactly right. After this, it's not us anymore, but... you know, we have multiple levels, and we've talked about them all, but at the $90.10 level and above, you get that membership card, which is an amazing little thing, and it will give you discounts at so many places. Believe me, when I tell you the truth, you will make your money back. And at the $90.10 level, even if this is the only show you listen to all week on this station, it's $1.73 a week. $1.73. It's not even $1.75 to listen to this show every single week. I personally think it's worth it, I guess. Whether or not you do is up to you, but you are listening, so that makes me seem to think at least that you might possibly be interested in this show.
Yeah. And what it would cost them, though, you know, the information that they get here to help keep their computer healthy... You know, what it would cost them to do a repair.
That's exactly right. Half the time you would have to bring this, your computer, to somebody. They would charge you a minimum of $50 just to look at it.
Probably more than that these days.
Diagnostics more than that nowadays. Usually around $75
for one repair. We're saying $90.10 for a year's worth of repairs. So... generally speaking, you're making money. Even if you pledge at the $1,000 level, you're saving money. But if you charge at the $90.10 level or the $100 level, which is still under $2 a month, $1.92 a week, I mean, it's inexpensive for what you get. It's downright cheap for what you get. And all you have to do is make the call and make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online and jazz901.org. And this is this Gerd. Gerd from Rochester. Hi, Gerd, what's up?
No, Victor.
And from Victor, right.
I got an annoying little thing when I start up my ThinkPad. There's a thing that goes Run DL. There's a square box in the middle, Run DL. And then there's there was a problem starting C/program files (x86) in the bracket / ThinkPad utility. And then it's got a bunch of other things there. This specified module could not be found. And then it says OK on the bottom, which I usually do.
Right.
It's a royal pain every time I start it up.
What it sounds like is you're missing some ThinkPad utility program. Now, my first suggestion is that it may not be a ThinkPad utility program. It could be a virus or whatever that is not running, so you win. But I would dance the security tango just to make sure the system is clean.
Okay.
And then I might run a Revo uninstaller.
Okay.
And let it look for stuff that might be sitting around in the registry trying to run but isn't running anymore.
Yeah, at some point this program was told to run, and the message is, I can't find it. You told me to run this program, and I can't find it. Here's an error message for you. So you either got to reinstall that program or tell it to stop running.
What version of Windows are you running?
Both 7 and 10.
And it happens in both?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Now, there is a Lenovo communication utility program that might be what it's trying to load. And there are updates for the ThinkPad, so you might want to check Lenovo for updates. Okay. Have you noticed anything else not working?
No.
So maybe it's just a control for something that already is working.
Right. As Steve says, one of the things you can do with a Lenovo product is go on their website and find the exact model.
Okay.
For their tech support, and use that to type in your serial number and all of that stuff and get the drivers for your machine. And there are some Lenovo utility drivers. ThinkPad has, the older ThinkPads had that little eraser thing in between the G and the H.
Yes.
And that required a driver. There were also a bunch of extra lights and things on a ThinkPad that other computers didn't necessarily have, and they required a set of drivers. So it may be that those became corrupted or whatever, and you can download a clean set of those by going to Lenovo and then selecting support and support resources. No, update drivers. There's one specifically for update drivers. And then you can put in your serial number, which is the best thing to do, and it'll lead you right to your stuff.
Appreciate it.
All right, good luck.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
And if that fails, then something like Revo Uninstaller will probably find this mentions of this program it's supposed to run and doesn't exist and remove it from the startup list.
Right.
So the program it can't find will stop trying to start up.
Right. Lenovo and Dell and a couple of other companies have been for a while doing this business where you can find the exact set of drivers that you need for your machine by simply putting in the serial number. And that's, you know, it's actually easier to find, of course, on a laptop because you can just pick the thing up, turn it over, and there it is. But you should do that when the machine is new because, as we talked about earlier, particularly with a laptop, it goes into your bag and it goes on the desk and it drops on the floor and it does this and it does that, and those serial numbers can get scraped off. On a computer, on a desktop, once you stick that thing in, under your desk or in a corner or wherever, and you're so proud of having cable management to the point where you now can't pull the thing out anymore, you better have already written down all that information.
How many times I've had to crawl under a desk with a flashlight to find something.
Yeah. I used to do that at the bank, and I'd be crawling around the desk. Somebody come by and, you know, I'm crawling under a secretary's desk. She's somewhere else.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm sitting under a secretary's desk. Somebody come by and go, what are you doing under there? I'm the computer technician. Sure you are.
You could also be the computer technician.
I could also be the computer technician. That's right. I would like to thank Francis for the generous donation. Thank you. Is this Francis?
Is this Francis of the Soundbites?
I know. Is this the Francis? If so, give us a call. Let us know. Whichever Francis this is, thank you very much. We need your pledges, large pledges, small pledges, in between pledges. No pledge too small, no pledge too large. Go ahead, try us. Try to give us a pledge. It's too hard, too much. Go ahead, I dare you. But we'll take whatever pledges. Every penny helps, every dollar helps. Your pledge, it's not the amount, it's the fact that you have been willing to step up to become a member of the Soundbites family to help keep this station and this show on the air. And the only way that happens, the only way this station stays in existence is through you. We are member supported. We ain't kidding when we say member supported. There's even if we were getting any money, those monies are drying up pretty dang quick. And we never were anyway, so we're less affected by that than a lot of other people are. But if you're the sort of person who believes in the arts, who believes in the independence of the arts, somebody who really likes jazz, or just somebody who listens to Soundbites every week, you can help us out. Remember, we are homegrown, locally sourced, hand-picked, artisan radio. And that should be worth a couple of bucks. And the only way you're going to give us those couple of bucks is to pick up the phone and make the call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And you can join Don, Lynn, Carl, Alan, George, Gary, Lisa, Ed, Brad, Diana, Mark, Tony, and Francis in helping keep this station alive and on the air. And we want to thank each and every one of those people. And remember, you can pledge securely online all week at jazz901.org. Just let them know it's for sound bites so that we can gloat in front of Rob, really, is the whole point of that. So help us out there.
I feel lost without our orange pledge forms, or yellow.
I know, our yellow pledge form. But you can pledge, and again, even at the $90.10 level, it's $1.73 a week. We think the show's worth $1.73, and I hope you do too. Well, that's it. We're done for another week. I absolutely want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, for their yeoman service today. Don't go away. George is coming in to play the best German music you'll hear all week. Michael is here to keep him on the straight and narrow, and we'll be back to see you. I'm Nick Francesco, by the way. Should probably mention that. Thank you to all those of you who donated. We'll be back in just 166 hours with the longest-running computer show in the known universe. We are Soundbites, and we are right here on the truly great and truly and solely member-supported Jazz 90.1. Thanks. We will see you in just 166 hours. Be good to each other.